How are you today, Mayor?
Good morning, Joe.
It's the burr sign of October, for sure.
Yeah, finally the heat. We let it kick in last night.
I know. It's old New England tradition. We try and hold off to November, but no.
We push and push. It was like 58 upstairs in one of my rooms. I said, time to put it on.
Just, as we say, take the chill off, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
It's going to be 70 again this weekend, so.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Absolutely. speaking of weekends, this past weekend, like about 1,000 scouts came to Quincy, Mayor?
Yeah, it was tremendous. Ray T. Burge's wife, Diane, both worked so hard for more than a year planning this out. Scouts from all around New England. I'm in the Passion Field for, I think they call it a camperee.
Yep.
And I guess they did this back in the 50s and 60s at Pageant, but haven't done one in a long, long time. So it was a huge hit. And, of course, as part of the program, the scouts get badges for doing projects. So they planted, I think, like 20,000 tulips and daffodil bulbs around that city as part of the community service, and which is going to have a tremendous impact next spring when the spring pops. So I know a lot of activities were going on up there. I saw former Health of Chuck Phelan. He was working on the nature badges with some of the kids, and they must have had 200 volunteers. It was very, very powerful. What a weekend. I was there for the opening ceremonies and the closing ceremonies. They had to deal with some rain, but that's what scouts do. They're prepared. They know how to do it. But what a weekend. Good for them.
Yeah, it really was a great success. And the interesting part I found was that it kind of highlighted the President's Trail, you know, that tells the story of the Adams President. Yeah, the Adams legacy, and maybe a lot of folks weren't familiar with that. Trail actually exists, has for a while now, and they really ought to check it out.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a big part of it, and that was the patches that said I read on the camporee, the President's Trail camporee. So I did speak about our founding fathers, and particularly the Adamses and Hancock and their contributions to this great nation. So, yeah, a lot of great kids. And you know, what a spot that is. I mean, Saturday was just delightful.
Yeah.
What a day. I mean, unfortunately, they had some rain yesterday into Monday morning. But again, that adds to the excitement of the weekend for a scout.
Test their survival skills outdoors.
Right, that's right.
So we can talk a little bit, Mayor, about a development over the weekend regarding the salary increases for the mayor and city council positions. And the decision to defer those until the next election cycle.
Yeah, so, you know, the issue just continued to come about, and I just felt that it was time we put it aside so we can continue to focus on important issues that the city's facing. It's becoming a real distraction. So City Council President Ian Kane, and I know he discussed it with his body and myself, we talked to Anna last week, and both agree we'll just put it off till the next term. So that should hopefully put an end to it for a bit. Of course, the council term ends, you know, the two-year term. The mayor's term is a four-year term. So I think at this point that was the best we could do with it.
So just a couple questions, if that's okay. Would they be retroactive once they take effect?
No, it's forward.
Okay. And what happens to the funds that, you know, were already approved for these increases?
Well, they just fall in at the end of the year for the surplus. I mean, that's not a problem.
Okay.
We have accounts, you know, obviously city budgets all across the various, you know, look at the budget like a big piece of pie or a big pie with pieces broken up for various departments. So sometimes certain departments may have trouble staying within that number, and others have a surplus. But at the end of the year, you take the surpluses and deal with the deficits, and whatever's left is a positive thing that goes into our free cash. So that's not a problem at all.
Okay. And would there have to be another public hearing process again once these are included in the budgets?
No, because it's the process is done.
Mm-hmm.
It's essentially, we made a decision just to put it off till after the next election. So I think it had plenty of public comment. And so it'll just take effect the next term for both the city councilors,
yep.
Which would be, I believe, for the councilors would be January of 26.
Right.
And for the mayor's position, it would be January of 28.
Right, yep. Which leads me to ask, does that mean you are running for re-election?
It does not mean anything, Joe. I have always said one at a time.
I had to ask, Mayor.
It's too early to talk about that. And I'm only a year one of a four-year term. But
right.
No, I appreciate the question, but I not even thinking about that right now.
Sure. I know what you are thinking about is establishing a Quincy 400 revolving fund.
Yes, that will make things a lot more efficient and easier going into next year. As you may know, we're raising outside corporate money as well to help us fund the program that we're putting together for next year, which would include merchandise and shirts and hats and things like that, Joe. So having it set up this way will make it a lot easier and more efficient than putting particular POs through for every time they buy a dozen of shirts or something.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it allows the money that's been raised to come in, go in an account that will then pay bills out of that account related to the Quincy 400. So it makes perfect sense.
Would that ultimately need state approval?
Well, the setup of the fund, I mean, the Municipal Finance Department knows the rules and regs, and they check in all the time. So it wouldn't have gotten this far without us getting the okay on it.
I see. Okay. Also, Mayor, can we talk about an appropriation request for the City Council this evening for the infrastructure and roadway improvements, $12 million?
Yeah, sure. That's the next phase. As you know, Joe, we've talked a lot about it, and people that are driving around have seen a lot of road work.
Yes.
And, we're getting low on the appropriation from a few years back of $100 million, so we're making tremendous progress. As you know, we're doing, National Grid's doing gas work, we're doing water work, in some cases relining sewer lines, in some cases fixing drain lines, and then rebuilding the roadway on top. With granite curbs and concrete sidewalks and so forth. So in most cases, in some streets, you just don't have the width, so you can't do that. But for the most part, that is the new policy on how we do these streets. And some of those streets that you may have seen look spectacular. They really do. So we're almost out of funding to finish the current, but more than that, you've got streets that were done this year with water mains and gas mains that next year now will be repaved. So this money takes us through next year to catch up on all the projects we have done. And we've been very aggressive over the last decade as far as water main replacement. National Grid follows us and does gas main replacement, and then we do the road, which allows for the road then not to be touched for a long, long time. As you know, Joe, over the years, you repave a road, and then all of a sudden, a year or two later, there's three or four patches on it. Mm. Water main break or gas line replacement, and then once you crack that road, water starts to penetrate and it starts to degrade. So we try to do this in a very smart way. It's it's not cheap, but it's the right way to do it. So so this will take us into the next phase to get through next year with all the paving required to catch up on all the road work that's been done underground.
Mm-hmm. Can you name any major roads that come to mind for this next phase?
Not off the top of my head, but
okay.
I do know that one of the sticking points with people has been Southern Artery, Brunswick Parkway, Newport Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Those are going to be done next spring, but those are National Grid, separate from our project. They have, when they came in to do the replacement of that major, major line that's underground now that was failing, the deal was they repaved the roads as they go forward. So those stretches of main roads will be done by them, or their contractor, I should say, next spring. And I think that's probably at a value of $20 to $30 million of pavement work. So we're going to be a lot happening next spring, replacing some of the stuff that we see today.
Very good. Look forward to that. Anything
Me
else?
Too.
Yes, I'm sure. Especially folks driving Newport Avenue every day will be very appreciative.
Absolutely.
Yes. Anything else in your mind today, Mayor?
Not at the moment, Joe.
Glad to
see the sun shining.
Yes, indeed. I'll look forward to it. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for your time.
You too. Yeah, thank
bye-bye.
You.